following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Stone Cold and Jackal Show!
Really? That's what you came up with for our intro?
Hey, dude!
Bradford Anderson!
What's going on, man?
What's up, buddy?
Whoa, so this is actually... this is the first... one that we've recorded since coming home from the road.
Yes.
Josh aired last week, but we actually recorded that before we left.
Right.
Because we knew we weren't sure what we'd be able to do on the road. Thankfully, we did get one on the road, though.
Yeah.
We sat down with Jeremy in
awesome.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
And, for anybody that came to our show, you guys know Jeremy, who we refer to lovingly as the Transporter, because he has a vague resemblance to Jason Statham.
It's crazy. This guy gets recognized all the time.
We've built that up maybe a little bit more than it.
We're going to get him his own Stone Cold and the Jackal, the Transporter shirt.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh,
he'll be like, you guys made a shirt for me.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, he kept texting me, being like, how many listens did we get? He's so curious.
I know.
He wants y'all to like him.
So.
And we do.
But we had an awesome time on tour.
Yeah, dude, it was
we
awesome.
We went, you know, we did Nashville, San Antonio, Phoenix, Vegas, Seattle, Sacramento, Irvine.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. And we did ours in Phoenix, right? The next morning, we went to Vegas.
Almost. We almost didn't make it.
Yes. We almost did not.
Okay. So,
yeah,
Steve, the routing genius, which I like.
Oh, hold on. You're not blaming me, dude, because the route, we bought the tickets together.
That's right, we did.
So,
yeah,
don't blame me.
Okay. All right. So we decided to go to Phoenix and Vegas, I guess. In the summer, which is silly because it's so hot, but I never heard of monsoon season.
In Arizona? No idea.
Or in Vegas. I guess they have them too.
Yeah, no idea.
So we wake up, was it Thursday morning? There's no weather in Phoenix. Looks great.
Nope. But what's weird was, remember that day we got an alert.
Right, saying the day we got to Phoenix, they said, hey, if you want to change your flight to Vegas tomorrow, you can do it with no penalty. And we were like, why would we change our flight to Vegas? I looked at the weather. There was no weather.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on? And and I called the airline, and they're like, oh, it's monsoon season. And then we were like, what is this monsoon season? And sure enough, that day, Thursday, when we were the day after our Phoenix event, the day we were flying to Vegas for a show that night, we get to the airport, and our flight, we taxi. We get out to taxi.
Oh,
we're on the runway, about to take off.
Yep.
And then we hear over the loudspeaker, ladies and gentlemen, some bad news. We're going to be going back to the gate. There is a ground stop in Vegas due to weather, monsoons.
Yes.
So we're going to get an update in an hour. So we go back to the gate. We sit there for an hour.
Meanwhile.
Yes.
Meanwhile. We fly Southwest a lot.
Yeah.
99 out of 100 times, the flight attendants are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We happened to get one that was not.
She was having a day.
She was having a day. And I try to give people the benefit of the doubt because we all have our days.
Yes, we do.
But she was unbearable as a flight attendant.
Yeah, she kind of was.
And we
got along with her. Some people that were also having days, they did not mix well.
I mean, the poor guy who just nudged her by accident almost got killed because, sir, you hit me with your bag. He goes, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get out of the plane.
Right.
I'm injured now.
Right.
Oh, you're injured?
I think I deserve an apology.
Yeah. It was, good gosh. Anyway, it was take bizarre. A deep breath, lady. So we had that. So we get back to the gate. The gate, and they open the door. Thank God.
Because you could go out if you wanted to, but they're like, "Hey, if we get the okay to go,
no."
We go.
She said,
"Oh yeah, yeah."
Hey, if we get the okay, we're leaving you.
We are leaving you. Yeah. So so an hour went by, and they canceled the flight. So then we're like, how do we
And
get
you
to-
were off the plane,
I was
right?
off the plane because I after an hour, I had to go potty.
Yeah, so you got off the plane, and of course, 5 minutes later, they say, the flight's canceled, and there's a freaking melee to get off the plane.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
So me and Jared, we're grabbing your bag, and you're grabbing all your stuff, and we're just making sure we got everything. So then we get out there, and you had the foresight. That's why I love that you're my partner, is because you were already at the
I was in the line.
You were at the line.
For the next flight. Yeah.
You were like only three deep in the line, which is
great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
that actually was pretty fortuitous that I was out there, that I had to pee.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Thank you, bladder.
Yeah.
So we get there, but then the other flight was already all standby. And the systems were locked down, so they couldn't put people on because they thought everyone in Southwest Central was rebooking. So they couldn't rebook on site. They're like, we're going to get an update in 45 minutes.
Right.
And at that point, we're like, oh, man, do we just drive? Yeah, I mean, thankfully, we had the option potentially. We weren't right. going Phoenix to Seattle. We were going Phoenix to Vegas.
Right.
So we could drive if we needed to, but we'd be cutting it close. But if we left right then, we could have made it.
Right.
But so we were trying to wait for the update, and it didn't look good. It didn't look good because the lady said, hey, there's no room, there's no room, there's no room. And then we were standing there in line, and all of a sudden, the lady just – I got a text saying I was booked on the – it was about – that flight was about to leave. The next flight was boarding.
They were boarding.
They were almost done boarding.
Yeah, they were in the B's or something, yeah.
Yeah, and all of a sudden I get a text message saying your flight now is leaving. So I had been rebooked from Southwest Central,
because you were A-list.
Because I'm A-list. I love it that I had more status than Steve Burton. Look at that. And then all of a sudden, the woman behind the counter had tickets for Steve and Jeremy, too. I think it was like this last-minute grace of Monsoons.
Of recognizing you?
I don't think that was it.
I think it was, sir.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was.
I don't want to say I don't want to put out. I know we had that talk with Ken about trying to gussy up for first class.
No, but I think, you know, look, those are the old days, dude, where you would walk by. Because I did that stuff.
Yeah.
I'd walk by and.
Shameless.
Dude, first class to New York?
That's.
Or the back row and coach?
Yeah.
Next to the bathroom.
Okay, yeah.
Aren't you going to do a few laps?
I'm going to do a few laps.
Be like, oh, I'm the jackal.
I can count. I can count literally the times on my hand that I've said I'm the jackal, and it's a zero. Can you imagine if
no. You haven't told your wife you're the jackal?
In the heat of the moment, maybe. I have used that.
During relations?
I have used it ironically once since we got that tweet saying that since you're married to the jackal, you can't complain. You're married to the jackal, you can't complain.
Yeah.
So I've used it ironically once. With my wife, as a joke. You can't. Yeah, you can't complain about anything ever. You're married to the jackal.
So you didn't really say I am the jackal.
No, I don't think I've ever said that.
Well,
yeah.
You should.
I should work that in.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, yeah.
Tonight.
Okay.
I am the jackal. See what happens.
So, but I don't know. I feel like. Maybe it was you and Jeremy that got the added. I don't know.
Whatever, dude.
We made it to Vegas.
Yes, we got on the plane, and I've never been happier.
I know.
To get on a plane.
To get on a plane.
And, you know, you have your Vegas crowd on the plane already.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I was like, how many people on this plane, everyone is very eager to get to Vegas. Do they have as good of a reason as we do? Like, we have to do a show there tonight.
No.
You know?
They're going to lose all their money and
right.
get drunk.
Oh, I can't wait to get there to lose my house. yeah.
And drink bad.
Yeah.
Gutter alcohol for free.
I'm going to order Kettle One and get... Pop off.
Yeah, 100%. You know it. True. You know it, too. You know it's true.
Yeah.
Girl.
Girl, you know it's true. Ooh, I love you.
Girl. All right. So.
So we went to Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas was awesome.
Yeah, we stayed in New York.
I know.
Is that old school? That's such a flat. Dude, first of all, you know we love going to New York anyway, right?
It's true. And it's a close second.
Circa
1993.
Now you just insulted every New Yorker in the world.
Yeah. No, New York is a close second to New York City, New York. Yeah. No, that was an ironic statement.
That was funny.
But it is fun. It is, you go there because you know what to expect. It's going to be, you know, it is meant for fun. It is meant for fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I love it because I went back in the day when it first opened, and I thought it was the coolest thing.
Totally.
And, you know, they have those little shops that are brownstones and those cobble.
You can get kind of lost in the back there thinking that you're so that was great. And then we flew up to Seattle.
I can't believe they still smoke, bro.
I know. It's weird. I don't know. Some people just associate – if you're going to do gambling or if you're going to drink, you're going to have a cigarette in the other hand. And
yeah, no. I get it, but it's like –
it's tough for the rest of us.
For the rest of us. Yeah. And like when we went to when Port Chuck played the MDA thing, where were we? Like South Point?
Oh, yeah,
or
South
something?
Point. Yeah.
It was so bad there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's the matter of the filtration system they put in or something, but, you know, New York wasn't horrible with smoke, but, you know, it's still just not great.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It was fun.
It was fun. We didn't really get to gamble that much. We were just kind of on the run, you know?
Yeah, and the club we played, The Space, it was great, awesome. We hope to get back there. Then we flew up to Seattle. Got my sister help Jeremy work the door, which is really fun.
So we go from basically doing all these shows on the road in comedy venues, and The Space was a great venue too because they do theater and shows there too. Yeah. So we have, you know, kind of our show down, our routine, and you know, and the lighting and the sound cues and everything worked great this run.
Sure did. I didn't get angry at anybody.
No, you were not an angry man. A little bit at the Southwest desk.
My patience was running a little bit.
The meter was tipping to the fumes. But so we go to Seattle, and we didn't really know what to expect up there. You had just been up there, for GH Fantasy Weekend. But not that hotel.
Not different hotel, yeah. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so that really doesn't
matter.
So
that's
matter
the difference,
about
though,
the story.
Is that we rented a room in a hotel, like a conference room in a hotel, and had to build all the technical elements ourselves. They gave us kind of the raw materials, but then we had to figure out how to make it, you know, because when you go from a comedy club that has lighting and spotlights and you know, microphones.
And the audience is dark.
And the audience is dark. So, it feels like a show when you walk in there. If you're in a conference room, it can feel like a conference. So we try to make it, anybody that's been to our show, we try to make it a show. When you're in a hotel conference room with fluorescent lighting, and I asked for a wireless mic, which, I always think of a handheld wireless mic. They gave me a lavalier because I think they thought a lavalier is like a clip-on. I think they thought I was going to be doing,
a business presentation,
or it was going to be a convention of,
a hacking convention.
There you go. I was going to be selling insurance.
We still might.
So that was interesting. But, you know, we had a great time there. And, you know, when everyone is fully lit, you know, we're all in there together. And you know, we had a great time. And then we did a couple of hometown shows. We did a show in Sacramento, which is my new hometown. And then we did a show in Irvine, which is, you know, Steve's lived down there for many years.
Yep.
And
off and on.
So, and I didn't, you know, Sacramento was, we didn't know what to expect. We've never played there. And, you know, we had a full room and everyone was so sweet.
Full.
And I had friends that work with my wife at the school, and then a wonderful lady that works at my daughter's school. And it was just like, there was a nice mix of community and some new faces that we'd never seen before.
That's
and,
what's crazy to me
oh,
is,
it was
is
awesome.
The I mean, because that sold that show sold out fast.
Faster
it's like
than
it
any...
sold out before you even got on the news to promote it.
Correct.
Which was crazy to me.
Yeah.
A show has never sold out that fast ever.
Right.
Ever. And like 4 weeks
I
out.
I was so proud. Because I know Steve kind of picked Sacramento a little bit maybe for me because that's where
all
I live.
Of you.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So the fact that it sold out and, you know, we had a full room with happy people. I was so proud I was like.
It's your hometown, man. It was great. It was a sold out show. It was a great venue.
Totally great venue.
And, it was packed and it was fun and it was just 90 minutes of just awesome times.
Just bliss.
You know,
just
it was.
Pure bliss.
And then the most surprising one.
Yeah.
I mean, that was surprising to us because we never come west.
Sure, yeah.
We never come west. So then we go to Irvine, the Improv at Irvine.
Yeah.
And it's 400 seats sold out.
Yeah.
And that sold out like the week before, yeah. which for, first of all, I can't even believe 400 seats.
Right.
Right. I mean, that's yeah. amazing.
Yeah.
I know we're kind of doing, first of all, these people had no idea what to even expect anyway.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I think a lot of the fans that have seen us before
sure.
now know this is the Stone Cold and Jackal show. It's a
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
That is different every time, and they get what it is now. Most people are like, what the heck are you two idiots doing? You know, and I think that's what people thought. And God bless them in Irvine. They're like buying tickets. They're like, what do these guys do?
Right, yeah.
What are they
as
doing?
As long as, hey, I know I'm going to be in the same room as Steve Burton, and that's good enough for me. But hopefully we gave him a little more than that.
But Irvine was crazy because yeah. it was like, man, you know, it's in the Spectrum in Irvine, which is – pretty fairly high end outdoor mall, and the just the venue was,
it was awesome.
Awesome,
yeah.
I mean, it was new. It was yeah. just
you
know,
beautiful. Yeah,
tech was on. Everybody was on it. You know, tech. It was just a beautiful place, great venue, and the fact that we went on the road in all those cities, and 50% or more of the room has never seen us before
was pretty amazing.
Amazes me.
Yeah.
Like, it amazes me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we'd go out on the road with Port Chuck and get big rooms. And, you know, but we got to the point where most of the people that we had seen us before.
At some point.
At
yes.
some point.
Yeah.
And so we're going out on the road now and asking people, like, who's ever seen us before? And, you know, who is this for the first time is seeing us? And over half of the rooms raising their hands for people that are seeing us for the very first time. And that is a new experience for us.
Yeah.
So
and it's awesome.
It's,
we're
know,
having so much fun.
You know,
I hope you guys are having fun, and the show will change every time we
yeah.
come back. And,
yeah, and that's a fun thing for us is, you know, seeing what works and putting
you know,
new things in. And yeah,
it's pretty cool because it's morphed into a show.
Yeah,
which we kind of
started out with elements of a show and kind of just threw it against the wall, and thankfully people liked it right away. But we've been kind of honing it a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah. then, and that actually leads us to General Hospital Fan Club Weekend.
Yeah.
Which we just got through because we did a show there.
Right. Just 2 nights ago.
Yeah, the fan club was awesome. You awesome. Weren't able to make it to the main event
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was great. It was a great turnout. I got to kind of MC a little bit, which
Ooh.
Wasn't planned,
yeah.
which was really fun for me.
Right, sure.
Because I've, you know, being on stage now, and I'm obviously I can talk in front of people. I'm not super nervous about it, but just doing our show
mm-hmm.
has just turned, I guess, I don't want to say us into, we can MC anything now.
Yeah.
You know, and,
yeah.
and you've done that for a long time, and you're great at it, and you move things along, and that's what I was able to do at the fan club, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And it's my first time back to that
right.
event since
yeah,
I left,
totally,
which
yeah.
was really cool, and fans were great, and I got to stay there and talk to a lot of people and take pictures
nice,
and sign stuff. So,
yeah.
And then we did our event
Saturday night.
That night,
yeah.
and similar setup. We had a hotel room.
Yeah, similar like Seattle, where we had to and you know,
create the space,
create the kind of atmosphere we wanted to create. But it was a really intimate room, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And you know, it was a lovely room. It was a beautiful room.
Great room.
And they gave us the equipment we needed. And
perfect.
My wife ran sound.
It was amazing. She did an amazing job, too.
So we'd done the show in Sacramento, but my wife was out of town, so she couldn't come to the show in Sacramento. This show at Fan Club Weekend was the first time that my wife, Kira, had ever seen the Stone Cold and Jacko show. She only saw
yes.
one Port Chuck show at the
yes.
Canyon Club years ago.
I know. My wife's seen two, I think.
Yeah, and that was yeah. before Port Chuck hit its stride, really.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So this was her first Stone Cold and the Jacko experience. And I, frankly, was terrified.
Dude, because, I honestly would be nervous.
Well, yeah, because, you know, when we do this show, I think you guys probably realize it's, you know, it's a heightened version of ourselves, right? You know, it's us up there, but it's a little mix of our characters, a little mix of us, and then just a heightened version, right?
Yeah.
I'm not giving anything away by saying that. I think
no, not
understand.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, but we're not playing characters. We're ourselves. So, like, to be in that space and my wife, who knows me so well, I'm afraid she's just going to think I look silly or whatever. Like, it just makes me a little insecure. But the funny thing is once I started the show, I wasn't insecure about it, and I love having her there.
Well, that was because of that bottle of wine you drank.
That helped. Well, helped, yeah.
Dude, this guy was freaking like a freaking bum in a boxcar. He was just like, oh, my wife's here.
But she would, I checked in with her a couple times and I saw her laughing. And then after the show, she loved it.
I saw her laughing because, I'll joke about your wife when we're on the road.
Yeah.
But it was great having her there.
Totally.
Because I just talked to her during the show.
Right.
And it was great. And she was laughing and having a great time.
Yeah.
And she helped us with the picture line, which was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was nice. Obviously we do a show and people enjoy it and that's really rewarding. But it's funny to have someone from your life that knows you so well see it and go, wow, that's really funny.
Yeah.
So that was nice. And we had some people from work. Donna, the head makeup person.
And Alice,
our wardrobe person, was there. And, we had some members of the Soap Media. And just, Fan Club Weekend, it is like a family reunion.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, those people, the people that come I've been seeing them for years. And, it's a big party. It's a weekend party.
Yeah,
and,
it's cool, man. It's a fun time.
We were really glad to be a part of it and bring our little thing to the occasion. This episode of the Stone Cold and Jackal podcast is brought to you by Haven Life Insurance Agency. So a few years back, I was doing an event in Arkansas, and Port Chuck had a concert in Georgia the same day. And the only way to get me there in time was for an organizer of the concert to have his pilot friend come pick me up in his single-engine plane. And I remember Steve asked me, do you have life insurance? I thought he was joking, but he wasn't. It was less about the flight and more about the fact that we had just welcomed our first child, and my buddy Steve, as always, was looking out for me. I realized that it would be a real weight off my back to help financially protect my wife and family if I were no longer around. But I remember it was a process. It took weeks to finalize. I had to schedule an in-house exam. It was not simple. Well, that is changing now. With Haven Life Insurance Agency, you can apply for term life insurance from anywhere, anytime, on any device. And this insurance is not backed by my sly Uncle Rick or anything. Haven Life offers coverage issued by Massachusetts Mutual Insurance Company, an insurer with over 160 years of experience. A lot of folks think life insurance is expensive, but with term life insurance from Haven Life, a 35-year-old female in excellent health could get a $500,000 20-year Haven term policy issued by MassMutual for only around $18 a month. Pretty small price to pay for some peace of mind. So to get your free quote, go to welcome.havenlife.com/SCandJ. S-C-A-N-D-J. That's welcome.havenlife.com/SCandJ. Get your free term life insurance quote today. Breathe a little easier and take a process that can sometimes be long and arduous and make it actually simple with Haven Life. I wish it had been around when I was looking. One more time, that's welcome.havenlife.com/SCandJ.
Enough about us.
What else are we going to talk about? More about us, yeah. Well, speaking of you, today...
Okay. All right, speaking of me.
Speaking of me. Today, I came in and... you had just done a Facebook Live with Kelly as part of the hashtag JSAM collection. And this is something
is that the hashtag?
It was one of them.
Okay.
This is something I didn't know about, and you learned me on it a little bit because it's a new thing that they were doing.
Yeah.
And it's it's obviously to kind of promote the history of our show, but it's the first time they've ever done it. And yeah, what is it? I guess I don't know.
Because we hear bits and pieces of it until we actually do it. And they said, "Hey, we're going to put a collection together. ABC is going to release a collection of Jason and Sam." And
it's like the Disney Vault.
We've deemed you a super couple.
Congratulations! Dun, dun, dun,
so that's what the collection was basically showing our progress and our relationship and all our the highlight reel of our relationship.
The first scene of you guys in the interrogation room.
Yeah, interrogation room. Yeah.
God, your face was so much thinner.
I'm young, actually, probably not much, but
really?
I'm younger now.
Yeah, younger now.
No, I'm kidding. No. I'm older now.
Or was your hair bigger? But
it was higher.
Yeah, that's
and it was kind of out.
You look like what's that guy from Street Fighter?
Guile?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, the blonde guy. Yeah, that's how my hair was. It was almost kind of a combination of that and Johnny Bravo.
What was his? He wasn't Hadouken.
No. I don't know, because I used to play him too.
Oh yeah,
it was Ken or the Guile. So.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember. But
no, that was so. Like, it was interesting for me to.
Yeah, you look back and you're like, because it was 14 years ago, right. 15,
she doesn't 13, look. She doesn't look any different.
And I'm like, gosh, dang it, man. Yeah. That is, Father Time is a,
Come on, Father Time, slow down. For you more than her, I'd say.
That's the, probably the correct answer to give, since majority of our audience is women.
Well, sure. But,
so off air, you can tell me the truth.
But
it was fun. We did the Facebook Live and, you know, kind of got to reminisce about some funny stories. One that I tell on the road, you know, about the laughing and the story about Manny.
Right.
And,
you know, Manny, the method actor, and Manny dying
and the whole thing. And we got to tell that on Facebook Live.
Well, because that's the, you know, when everyone says, you know, how, what do you, is there anyone that you, when you work on stage with and you start laughing, you know, who makes you laugh on set? Who makes you break? And that story comes up because Maurice, you and Maurice have a tough time.
Yeah. Maurice, Kelly and I during the scene.
Yeah.
We couldn't keep it together.
Yeah.
You know, and Manny, who Robert Lissardo played Manny. And he was awesome on the show. He's a method actor, like classically trained actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But tattoos everywhere.
Right.
So he was very intimidating looking.
Sure.
And people were afraid of Robert.
Yeah.
Right. And so
just profiling poor guy.
Profiled him all the way.
Yeah.
And then so Robert's a method actor, and we had this scene where it was the end of, you know, Manny was dying.
Right.
And so we're at this train wreck set, right, and it's smoky and there's dirt and we're all dirty and Manny's dying in you know, downstage of us in the front, and then Kelly and Maurice have some dialogue, and then so, you know, we count down, we go 5, 4, 3, 2, and all I hear is Manny going,
because I mean, he was dying,
he was gonna let you know it, literally dying at volume 10.
Well, I mean, you can't die subtly.
You have to
die. If you are really dying and you're a method actor and you're dying for real, you got to die.
On a soap, you got to shut up and die.
Yeah.
You got to be
quiet. Shut up and die.
You got to be quiet.
Yeah.
And die.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but, you know, he was tatted up and the director was very afraid of him.
Oh.
So he wouldn't say anything. He
wouldn't give him notes.
So, no notes.
No
notes. So it's like 5, 4, 3, 2. It's like, ugh! And Maurice, Kelly, and I are looking at each other like, Are we going to keep going? Or,
right, yeah.
And then on top of it, it was a paramedic was supposed to run in.
Oh, okay.
And he was new.
Yeah.
It was his first job.
Oh.
And it was under 5, which means he had five lines and under. And he was just
petrified.
Petrified.
Well, I'm
shaking,
sure he was intimidated by the
nervous
by the royalty of daytime.
Well, or the guy dying.
Or maybe he was afraid of
or the guy dying. So it was 5, 4, 3, 2, Manny dying. Ah! And then me and we're trying to talk. And then this guy comes in.
Right.
And says something.
He was like a medical.
Medic, like a paramedic. He was supposed to say, we'll get him to the hospital or check him out. Yeah.
Oh, and he just couldn't do it, huh?
Not at all.
Just a little.
It's something like that. And then that was it.
That was it.
We lost it a little bit. Like we were laughing. And the director came over the loudspeaker and was like, guys, get it together. That's very unprofessional.
To you, Kelly and Mo.
Correct.
Right. Because it was you guys were the problem.
Because we were the problem. Not the freaking guy dying.
Right.
The moaning guy.
Right.
Or the guy who didn't say the line right, which is fine. People mess up lines.
Yeah, it happens.
Right. So we do it again. We got yelled at. We do it again. And it's 5, 4, 3, 2. And that was it. It was over with. It was done. We were crying.
Yeah.
And the director came over again and goes, take 5.
Oh.
So.
Go to your room.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Kelly and I were on the side of a stage. We were kind of just walked off the set and we're walking around trying to just gather our thoughts. And Maurice went the other way. And Kelly, I was like, hey, you done? Are you okay? Can we do this? Because we want to get this scene done before lunch.
Well, and you had a little method of getting yourself not to stop laughing. And what was that?
Pain.
Oh, okay.
Pain.
So what would you do to yourself?
Punch myself in the leg.
Oh, in the leg.
Or pinch yourself as hard as you can.
That's how
or
you
think
would
it like dead dogs.
Aw.
I mean, you just got to go there to stop.
Right, when stop.
Like,
yeah,
if
yeah,
you
yeah.
can't stop laughing, dude,
yeah,
there's not a lot that can make you stop except for, like, extreme pain.
Yeah.
So you know, Kelly and I are walking in circles and I'm like pinching myself or whatever. And then we finally kind of get it together and we look at each other. And just on cue, we look, both turn our heads, and downstage, there's a silhouette of Maurice Bernard just meleeing himself in the face. Just like you hear, we could hear it across the stage. Just smack. Oh, just smacking himself, and that's it. Kelly and I lost it. Like, lost it.
He's standing by himself. It's not like he's doing it for effect either. He's literally doing it. Do you know what I mean? He's not trying to be funny in front of a group of people.
No.
He is literally in a corner by himself,
yes,
just beating the crap out of himself.
Yes. He's like, this is the only way.
Well, and attacking the moneymaker, too.
I know. I mean, don't punch yourself in the face.
Come on, man.
Punch your leg or your balls.
Give yourself a little flack.
Come on, man. Uppercut your package or something. Freaking punch the Jackal Jr. Let's go. I mean, come on. So anyway, we got to tell fun stories like that on the Facebook Live and, you know, just kind of reminisce a little bit about the dragon.
The dragon and the, oh, and the
phoenix.
And the phoenix. Oh, man.
And the phoenix.
Did they make an appearance? Did you take them out of your pocket?
No, they stayed.
Just so happens I have them here.
Oh, just so happens I have the dragon.
Did they get their own private interview, the dragon and
they
the
probably do.
They
we should actually interview them.
That's true. I'm sure we could come up with voices for them.
Yeah, yeah. We could, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it was fun, man. It was a nice...
That would be more of a YouTube thing versus a podcast thing.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure.
That's a fun idea, though. So now you have officially been crowned a super couple. I mean, I don't know.
Thank you.
You seem enthralled.
Well, I mean, dude, you know.
Yeah. Well, but maybe they'll do
this
for...
Who crowned you? I don't know, but it's cool.
Maybe they'll do this for other...
It's an honor.
I wonder when Spinelli and Maxi will have their Facebook Live
probably
collection. Their collection of... They'll come out of the vault, out of the ABC Disney General Hospital Super Couple vault. You don't think we're worthy of a? You don't think we're worthy of a what do they call?
Oh,
Spixie collection.
Yeah, yeah.
Hashtag
oh, yeah, yeah.
Collection?
I know when.
When?
Never.
Oh. Well, I mean,
I'm sure
they'll do a Luke and Laura collection. That seems
I don't know. I don't know if they've done like retro ones. You know what I mean?
Oh, they're maybe doing just like
Don't know.
Interesting.
But, you know, you guys were awesome. And there's a lot of scenes of you guys on YouTube.
So if you want to see the Spixie collection, go Google.
Go to Google.
Spinelli Maxi.
Spixie.
YouTube.
Yeah. But we did have fun with Kirsten, didn't we?
Oh, dude, yeah.
It was so fun. We had such fun scenes, dude. We used to laugh, too, a lot, all three of us, because she's crazy and you're crazy and I'm straight as heck in the scenes. And it's just,
It was a fun, like, the interaction of... kind of almost like, because she and I were younger then, there was almost like a big brother, almost fatherly, like, get your act together, kids, you're crazy.
Yeah.
And then she, you know, I would always capitulate to her. She was like a petulant kid to you.
Yeah.
And I was the one that was trying to impress her, so I was always just agreeing with her, but also trying to impress you because I wanted to impress you. So I was like trying to make her happy and impress you and all like manage, and I didn't want you to be mad at her, and I didn't want her to get you angry.
Yeah,
and it was fun. There was always
the energy, and that's what we miss with you being here. Is there's an energy that's missed of, you know, there's not a lot of characters like yours on daytime, and she has great energy, Kirsten does, you know, and especially when we were all working together, it was just this great energy of you doing your thing, she does hers,
right,
and then I'm do nothing. And it really worked. You know what I mean? It just really worked.
Yeah.
It just was fun, man. Well, hopefully we can get back to doing some of that stuff.
Yeah, well, it's sometimes, you know, when you have long-running characters on a show like this, sometimes you get into a scene and you're like, oh, I know how I feel about this person. I don't have to try to do anything active. I just know I'm just super comfortable. But in those scenes, it was so clear what Spinelli wanted. Like, for me, it was just very clear what I wanted and how to get it. And how to get it was kind of a crazy, frenetic, energized way of doing it.
Yeah. And the cool thing is you saying that just brought up the fact that it just shows how well-defined the characters were.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Your character, your relationship with her.
Right.
And your relationship with me.
Right.
And that's all you had to play.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was just fun, man. So
maybe... Spixie coming to your
Spixie.
I don't know. Who, I gotta.
Who are you, why are you doing a scale?
I gotta pay
thing?
Attention. Like, I,
who are you paying attention think, to on no, the other side?
Well, I think
who's the person in Oregon?
No. I'm not weighing. I'm not weighing.
I thought you were. Are you weighing the Oregon person?
No,
who's the
trying,
Oregon person?
Ellie.
Okay. Well, don't
Ellie Spinelli. No, we're not married yet.
Don't say it like I know. Like yeah. I should know.
That's right. Ellie wasn't on the show when you were here.
Yes, she was.
Oh shit.
Is that what was her name?
What in real life?
Yeah,
Emily.
Emily, right? Yeah, she's very good.
She's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Kind of red hair?
Not kind of.
It was red.
It was red.
Okay, that's what I remember. So I told you, people. This is funny because people on the road are like, "I've been to 8 of your shows." I go, "I know, I recognize your face." They go, "No, you don't." I said, "Yeah, I do. I'm just bad at names."
Yeah.
Like the people that I say names on here right. are people that I've seen for 20 years.
Well, we've talked about this a little bit. You and I think have. Our memories are very photo-centric.
Yeah.
You know, so we remember things that we see. I know I don't – I listen – I can listen in conversation really well, but when it comes to retaining details,
yeah,
I'm terrible at it. And I'm sure many people have had this thing where you specifically go, hey, I'm going to ask that person their name because I want to know their name. You ask them their name, and then for whatever reason, you don't listen to their response. Right. And then the conversation ends. And you're like, I just asked them their name, and I still don't know their name.
I do it all the time.
All the time.
And I made an effort when I came back. You know, anybody who I didn't know knew. I just wanted to know their name, right?
Crew members,
so I'm like,
yeah,
hey, what's your name? And I still am just a failure.
Yeah, you're
at
an
it.
Epic failure.
I just can't. Hey, buddy.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm just bad at
well,
names. Faces I remember.
Yeah.
Because I remembered Emily.
You've remembered my face for years.
Well, I have no choice.
I have a pretty forgettable face. So
unforgettable.
That's what you are.
Unforgettable. You're so dumb. And then so bad. Oh, goodness. I don't know her name.
But this week, of course.
But this weekend, she goes, I really love your podcast. And she was kind of laughing. She goes, but you call Bradford stupid a lot. I go, what? He's not stupid. He knows he's not stupid, but we're stupid together. So I, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's
she was kind of snickering about it.
That's less
you
know? Of a label about me and my intelligence and more
about my lack of
it's an
vocabulary.
You're describing my behavior.
I know. It's
your
true.
Behavior is you sometimes stupid in a charming, silly way. I think that's how I take it.
Okay, good.
Right. I don't think that you're calling me, myself,
no.
a stupid
just
person.
Just stupid.
I just
stupid acting guy.
Stupid.
You're so dumb.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
I just say that out of default with you anyway, because we do stupid things all the time.
Yeah. No. Somebody was responded to a podcast thing saying, "Let me do my Bradford impression." Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I say correct. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this reminds me of a funny story. So we were in Sacramento, right?
Great town.
And the stupid things that we do. Do you remember? And this is probably so childish that fans don't even want to hear this, but I'm going to tell it anyway.
Right.
Because I showed my wife, she goes, you guys are freaking children on the road. I said, I know we are.
That's about right.
But it's always funny, the laugh, you know, because right. because remember when you came out of the bathroom and I was holding a banana?
In a very natural way. It wasn't suggestive in any way. It wasn't. He was pretending it was a telephone.
Dude, so... So I bolted the banana. Jeremy took a picture.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yes.
Of me. When you came out, I tried to scare you with my banana.
Yes, you did. He showed that to Cherie?
No. So what happened was I was trying to do a tweet about our upcoming dates.
Oh, no. You almost tweeted it out.
that was the picture. Because I couldn't see. And I was like 1 second away from tweeting that picture, dude. And I was like, oh, let me make sure this is the right picture.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was the one with the two apples and the banana.
It was funny. The banana was the phone.
Sure,
And the two apples were you were making a rotary phone
yeah.
out of that. That's what you were doing with those
sure.
with those fruits.
Because I'm that smart.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like a caveman. I'm like, here's my banana. But, dude, I was laughing so hard, and Sheree's like, what are you freaking laughing about? I go, look at this idiot. Look what your husband
does.
This
is what happens when,
on the road.
When three guys are just hanging out with
dude, the best thing that probably could have happened for us is is that photo did get tweeted.
If it did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That is some funny stuff, dude.
Yeah, ABC would have loved that. It would have been great.
What are these guys on we're doing on the road? Are they like Gallagher?
Yeah. Yeah,
smashing bananas and apples everywhere.
Smashing banana is less interesting, I think. Did you just you just smashed your banana? Did you? He literally punched himself in the crotch just now.
I went to smack the stool I'm on, and dude.
Oh man, this is getting out of hand.
This is going extreme south.
Wow. Well, we're going over the border. We're going international.
Over the border.
Yes, it's
up
funny.
North.
People always used to ask Port Chuck to go up there, and at that time, you didn't have a passport.
Remember? But that's not the only reason. We were routing. Those were some routing issues, too, though.
That's true. Because we always had to, with the band, we couldn't fly. We had a trailer full of equipment.
Oh, goodness.
And,
can you imagine that?
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, so we were on the bus, and it was just really hard to route.
It was. Routing was, you had to really think about it.
Yeah.
With you and I, it's like, oh, we'll just catch a flight. We're okay.
And that's the funny thing is this last tour, we took flights to pretty much to every show. And
it was great.
And we didn't, and, you know, there's some danger in that, which we talked about. We almost didn't get to Vegas.
We did, because remember, I had a whole thing with Jeremy about not checking a bag.
That's right.
Remember, I said, dude, if you're the one who checks the bag,
and we get
a flight gets bumped or something happens, you're gonna feel bad.
And that and you're right. We're so glad that we avoided that, man. So anyway, but we are going to Montreal.
Yes, Montreal
to Quebec. Again, yep. So we're very excited about that, and that's, gosh, it's only like three and a half weeks away.
No,
it's crazy.
Coming.
It's crazy.
We're
and
coming.
Then going down from Montreal to Pelham, New York.
Pelham, New York. Correct.
Yeah,
to Rockwell's.
Rockwell's one of our favorite spots.
To our home over there.
Then we're going out for a private dinner out in Long Island.
Yep, private dinner in Long Island.
Long Beach. Long Beach, right?
I feel like Rain Man because I'm repeating everything you say.
But we're going.
Do you know those people who repeat you?
I do.
Do you know those people?
Yeah.
Who, like, you tell a joke and then they repeat it,
right?
And they're laughing.
Yeah.
I feel like that person now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well,
go ahead.
It suits you. And then, especially when you repeat the stuff that I say, because the stuff that I say is super important. Oh my God.
All right, go.
So Long Beach, we're doing a private dinner out in Long Beach, right?
Yeah.
And then I guess we're going to have to get on a plane because I think we're going to Cleveland.
We're going to Cleveland.
Going to Cleveland.
Yeah, we might have to fly.
Well, I think we're going to have to fly from Montreal to New York, too.
Yeah, we're going to do that. But
our plan
was actually we're going to hit Pittsburgh. So we were going to drive New York, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Cleveland,
right.
Cleveland, Chicago.
But then that fell out.
But Pittsburgh fell out because they're remodeling the club there.
Can we also say that we tried to go to Detroit this time too?
Oh, good gosh.
Because people have been like, Detroit. We tried to make it happen. But when you make a phone call, sometimes in order to make a phone call work, the other place has to pick it up.
I don't, you know.
So it is not for lack of trying.
Listen, it's honestly very frustrating because I know the audience is huge in Detroit.
Yeah.
And we get it all the time on social. But it's like trust me, you guys know, I work hard. I try things.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get it done.
We're going to get there somehow.
We'll get there, just has not been working out for whatever reason this first half of 2018.
Yeah.
It might in 2019.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Right.
But yeah, so we're.
So Cleveland.
So Cleveland,
you're not a second choice, by the by. We were always coming to see you.
How Cleveland happened was at first the clubs that, you know, it's a very well known club.
Yeah.
And they got big acts there.
Yeah.
You know, Port Chuck. We played there.
Big acts.
Well, but we sold out.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all they care about, the way.
Yeah.
They don't care if it's the freaking kids show or for Port Chuck or whatever.
Teletubbies.
They sold out, and they were like, what's this Stone Cold and Jackal
nonsense
thing?
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
Right.
I'm not giving you my place.
Right.
Until we sold out Sacramento and Irvine. And now they're like, Oh yeah, sound they sound great. They we sound, love these
they
guys.
Sound great.
We love Stone Cold and the Jackal, the Crackle, whoever it is.
So Cleveland and then Chicago.
And then Chicago.
The place where it all began. Zany's in Chicago,
that's
right?
That's where it all began.
So August, that week in August, it's Montreal,
New York,
both in Pelham and in Long Island, private dinner. And then Cleveland, Chicago,
and that's it.
So that's a nice five-day swing.
That's a nice five-day swing, my friend.
And we're very much looking forward to it. Yes. We have obviously some dates in October, too, that we're excited about. And then we're already starting to look into 2019.
Oh, yes, 2019, yes.
Yeah, we're looking into...
You just corrected me.
Yeah, because we were looking at end of the year 2018, but we got some schedule changes here at work that will make that impossible, so we're looking early 2019.
Early 2019, and I can tell you this, that Florida is going to be in the mix.
Whoop, whoop!
Yeah, buddy!
Yeah, so... But anyway, thank you for... Like, the fan club weekend is awesome, because... You know, we talk about this all the time. It's the same, you know, we go out on the road, we get to interact with the people that keep us employed.
Sure.
And Fan Club Weekend is one of the first things that I ever went to when I was new on the show. And it was back when I was at the Sportsman's Lodge. And it bowled me over with the, the amount of energy that one thing can create, one thing being the show that we're on. And obviously, we've seen it in so many different incarnations around the country, and we see it on social media. But there's something there's something wholesome about Fan Club Weekend, although there's a lot of unwholesome behavior because it is a big party. But it's a nice way for us to be reminded of how grateful we are to be where we are and to have you all with us.
Yes, thank you. You kind of warned me, dude. My ears just.
All right, so
you got to warn me.
Tweet of the week. This is an oldie, but I've had it on my phone for a while. It's not mean. It's not. I just love how it's composed.
Is it from the Time Life collection?
It's a classic in my head. Yeah,
it is. Okay.
I don't know what it means. I mean, I think I understand the spirit of it, and I appreciate the spirit of it. But the composition, it's kind of like a, I don't know, I feel like it's a poem of sorts.
Okay. This is going to be interesting, folks.
Hi, Steve Burton and Brad Fernandes. Let me start again. Hi, Steve Burton and Brad Fernandes. I love now beautifully sexy body rock body.
What? What? Is that it?
That's it.
Let me see this thing, dude. Hi, Steve Burton and Bradford Anderson. I love now beautifully sexy body rock body. Wow.
Are those some like...
And that's from Nashville. I just called the city out.
Is that like lyrics to a popular song that we don't know? Or I think it's just like...
Are they saying that we have a sexy body?
I mean...
What do you, let's try to decipher this. If this was if this was the Jackal, and this was a message sent to Sonny and Jason,
maybe it's an SOS. Maybe we need to decode it. Maybe this person's asking for help.
Should we count the letters and give him numbers and stuff? What do we do here?
Okay,
let's just.
Well, if there was some punctuation, maybe we should add
some
punctuation.
There's no punctuation.
I love now beautifully, or I love now.
So she loves.
Maybe she just loves the present. I love now beautifully.
Okay. Okay, beautifully.
And then...
I love now.
Beautifully.
Is that how she loves now?
I love now beautifully sexy body. Rock body.
The last four words are a song. I know it.
Yeah. Somebody rocking, knocking the boots.
Knocking the boots, yeah. That's
awesome. So that... I've had this tweet that... I screenshotted this tweet because it was just one of my favorite... compositions of like
doing?
Compilations of words.
What's happening?
I just love
people?
Those words going together. So I screenshotted it and I haven't found a moment to.
This is an amazing moment.
This is the moment. This is the moment.
This won't work at our live show.
I don't think so.
No, but it works now because I need to decipher.
Yeah.
So we did the first half. So
yeah,
sort of.
Well, the first half is Hi, Steve Burton and Bradford Anderson. That's.
Thank you. I can decipher that, you freaking bastard.
I love now beautifully.
That's if If that was what it meant, that would be fantastic.
I love the present beautifully.
Yes.
Sexy body. Rock body. So, like, I love the now beautifully sexy body. Maybe she's talking about me. Maybe now I, because you've always had a sexy body, maybe she thinks I have a sexy body now. I love now beautifully sexy body. Want to rock body.
You can't add words there. It's not Mad Libs. You're just adding stuff in now.
Or now it's, I love the now beautifully sexy body. It's like a rock. It's like a rock body. It's a body of rock.
Yours? Yours?
Well, it says, well, now that now is in there.
If your name wasn't intimate. In here, I would understand this tweet 100%. The fact that she added you, I'm so confused that I need to drink.
Oh, well, thanks for the tweet and for always.
Thanks for the interesting.
Oh, I love it. Thanks. Tweet. We're going to take it as a compliment because I think
sure.
That was the.
Sexy
was,
body, rock body, sexy,
sexy body, rock.
Rock,
sounds like something Maurice would say when he got angry.
Totally.
Sexy body rock body.
Totally. Jason, what'd I say?
I don't know. well, thanks again for everybody that came out to see us on tour and at Fan Club Weekend. And
we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll be talking to you soon.
And we'll see you next week. Stone Cold and the Jackal.
.com.
Out.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.